The Water and Sewerage Corporation rejected the demands from various stakeholders in Kampala to pump water from the underground. The corporation insists that the only source of water will be restricted to the treated safe water managed by the National Water and Sewerage Corporation. The corporation said it has been receiving requests from individuals and institutions to allow them to dig underground water sources in their Kampala localities since 1993, but declined to the demands on the basis that Kampala City lacked sanitation. According to Senior Advisor of Engineering Services at the National Water and Sewerage Corporation, Engineer Alex Gisagara, underground water would cause more sickness due to uncontrollable and unregulated monitoring of contamination.
And they are going to cause even hotels and other places, even Sheraton, requested for underground. And it's not manageable to contain, to control, and to monitor. Ministry of Health has always had so many engagements with Ministry of Water and National Water. So to make sure that we don't have this epidemic to come again to Kampala. We've been having a break. So imagine if it starts in the hospital and women's hospital. Cross-contamination. When you obstruct and you have piped water system together in the same tanks, in the facilities, how do you monitor? How do you sample to identify and identify a point of pollution or infection? So it's a very big chapter to discuss.